We hope it's a good day. We hope, you know, the sun's shining. We hope everybody turns out. We hope that the team perform on the pitch. We score a few goals. We win the game. The under-23s will be celebrated as well, having won their league. Of course, I think the ladies' team have done particularly well, and all indicative of the club hopefully moving forward and moving in the right direction. And some people who come along for the first time in a while, which will suggest by the numbers that will happen, hopefully they can get the bug again and want to come back, and they see a team that's fighting to try and win every ball, never mind the game. And it rekindles that energy that the club, to give itself a real chance of being successful, as an energy driven from the terraces, driven from the seats and the stands that drive the team on to try and win games.
It'd be really nice to have a trophy at the end of it, the trophy that wins it, wouldn't it?
In an ideal world, we win the game and good news filters through from Doncaster. You know, it's... And as we saw the other night, Doncaster are more than capable of giving Wigan a really tough game. But let's wait and see. The main aim, as I've said for the last 2 weeks now, or week and a half, the main aim was to get out of this division, and that's been achieved. The competition's been really tough. I think we have to mention Shrewsbury Town, who had a fantastic season and have done amazingly well for the size of club they are. Wigan, I'm sure, would have expected to be at the top end of this table with some very good players and a really good manager. And so let's see who comes out on top on that at the weekend. And whatever it is, if we win it, that'll be great. If we finish second, take promotion, I would say in a few months' time, no one will remember, because we'll just be looking at the fixtures of the in the Championship, and we'll be getting on with the next challenge.
Oxford United final game, you had a particularly good night down there, didn't you? And you probably saw Jack Payne playing at his best as well that night. Different Oxford now, of course. New manager, one of their key players won't be involved, Ledson, this weekend. What are you expecting?
Cal's a very experienced manager, of course. Cal Rumson's been around a long time. He knows how to put a team together. His teams will pass the ball about. They will try and play entertaining football. They'll be coming to try and spoil the party. We know if we're at our best, it doesn't matter who we play in the division, that we can give them a tough game. And we've got to make sure, I've got to make sure, that the players are up for this encounter, up for the challenge of this game. And I'm sure Oxford will, because the atmosphere will drive a performance from the opposition as well. And every game, I've always said that whoever we play, it's like a cup final for them. We try and beat teams at their very maximum of performance level, and I'm sure that's what Oxford will give at the weekend. I know we will. I know the players will be desperate to finish in style and then enjoy the occasion. You know, hopefully after the game we can all spend some time together and celebrate the successes of the season together. And then they'll go away after Monday and Tuesday meetings. They will go away and enjoy their summer and get ready for what is going to be a really tough challenge next season.
Just a final one from me, Tony. Is there any sense from your selection this weekend of do you think about people at all who perhaps have been unfortunate this season and not played as much as they'd have expected or you'd have expected, or do you have to just go with the gut instinct of what you've been with all season?
My instinct is to pick a strong team to go and win the football match. If we've got such an attendance, it's not to have any feelings for any players. I'd say footballers are footballers, you know, they get paid reasonably well and they either sit on the bench or they sit in the stand or they're out on the pitch with their boots on. And the team we pick, we'll expect to go out and perform. The lads sitting behind hoping to get on will sit there, and if they get a chance, they've got to go on and impact on the team. The rest who will have played at some stage this season have to enjoy the occasion, support the team, support the club, and work really, really hard to try and make sure through pre-season they get themselves in the starting lineup for next year. It sounds quite brutal at times, but that's football. We are in a professional sport where the next guy, you might be your best mate, is competing to get your place in the team, and that's what they have to do every day. Work hard, try and get in the starting team, try and be part of a successful outfit that's enjoying football, winning games together. And if you're part of a successful team, you remember those lads and you remember that team for, as I would, for 30, 40 years down the line. The teammates I played with in 1985, 86 are still some of my best mates in life. And these, I said to these lads, you know, if we can win this title, for instance, you'll remember the guy you played next to in 40 years' time, and you'll still be on the phone to them. It creates and it joins people and human beings together, success, and they should enjoy it, their great moments in their lives.